So last time when we talked, you had just gotten a calculus quiz back that you weren't so happy about. You said there was going to be another one on Tuesday.
This is Scarlett Feinberg.
Right. How'd that go?
That went great because I put it in my calendar that quiz was next Tuesday, and I was ready for it. I studied the day before, the hour before, and I ended up doing great on it.
And this is Randy Caldwell. Caldwell is 18. He's a freshman at Xavier University studying business finance. And before college, he attended two different KIPP New Orleans schools for 6th through 12th grades. Feinberg has known Caldwell for years. She worked at his high school, KIPP Renaissance, and now she's his alumni advisor, which is part of KIPP Through College, which sounds pretty much like what it is. Support for KIPP alumni to see them through their entire college career. Feinberg and Caldwell get together a few times each month. Today, it's in a booth inside Xavier's University Center. Feinberg looks over her notes from their last meeting and asks Caldwell what helped him get a better grade on his most recent calculus test.
What helped me be prepared for that quiz was I actually put it in my calendar just because, you know, I felt I had to be aware of it because I knew if I didn't put it in, I would have forgot about it.
Great. And so you also said last time we checked in that you were going to calendar out important dates
right.
on your planner, and that worked out.
That worked out.
What else have you calendared out? Tell me about your organization system. How's it working?
Anytime when I'm in class, the teacher is like, you know, we have an exam.
As Caldwell talks, like, Feinberg takes notes on her computer. Then she looks closely at his calendar.
You have on here to ask accounting tutor about tutoring sessions.
Yep.
So you're adding all that onto your calendar too.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's working out?
Very working out.
So this is going to be what?
This is like.
Makes that, you know, 4.0
this
first
is like
semester freshman
solid.
Year?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Solid. So check. Calculus quiz went up. Check. We're using a calendar and our dates. And then the other thing we had on here from last time that I was a bit concerned about was balancing the working at Popeyes and school. So how's that balancing act going?
Caldwell tells Feinberg that working at Popeyes and going to school at the same time left him tired and drained. He got a D in calculus and an F in English. Caldwell says he took the job because he knew he'd have expenses in college, like books. But now that he has a little money saved, he quit his job. He says school comes first, but Feinberg wants to make sure.
Do you think we need to revisit that in later on and see how money is going, or you feel like you got that under control?
I got it under control.
Okay. Did you get any refund back from your financial aid?
I still have to check on that. I've been not as concerned with it just because I've been so caught up with schoolwork,
okay.
But I have to check on that ASAP.
Knowing how to deal with these kinds of things, like the financial aid office and balancing your workload, are a part of college many people are unprepared for. Yet if a student puts off dealing with these things, it can mean the difference between graduating and not graduating. Larry Murphy is the director of KIPP Through College here in New Orleans.
When we look at why students weren't persisting in graduating, it was those kind of intangible things. Like these conversations sometimes seem like conversations that like might not be necessary to a lay person, but for our students, they can very often be the difference between staying in school or leaving the next semester.
KIPP Through College helps their alumni with other tricky things. Say you need to buy books, but your financial aid hasn't come through. They can help with a short-term loan. Or you go to college up north and suddenly need something called a winter coat. They can help with that too. And if you're in college outside of New Orleans, get ready for Skype and phone call advising. Also, Feinberg tells me she did
spend 2.5 hours yesterday putting together 15 care packages for our out-of-state students.
Inside the care packages, Zapp's potato chips, pralines, and of course, some KIPP New Orleans swag. Learn more about KIPP Through College at wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.